I want to tell you a Christmas story. It is not one that you've heard before. I doubt very much you've ever heard it before, but you might have. It's a story about trees. When I was a child, my dad taught me how to identify one tree from another, how to tell a jack pine from a Norway pine, for instance, or a birch from a poplar. I will say, in my humble opinion, there are few things more beautiful than a gigantic ponderosa pine tree in the mountains of Colorado. Some are found in eastern Washington as well, which is second only to the majestic Douglas fir. But that's not the story. The story goes like this. It is by the Brazilian author Paulo Coelho. According to a well-known ancient legend, three cedar trees were born in the once beautiful forests of Lebanon. As we all know, cedars take a very long time indeed to grow, and these particular trees spent whole centuries pondering life and death, nature and humanity. They witnessed the arrival of an expedition sent by Solomon, and later on saw the battles with the Assyrians. They came face to face with those mortal enemies, Jezebel and the prophet Elijah. They were there when the alphabet was invented and marveled at the passing caravans laden with brilliantly colored bolts of cloth. One day, the cedar trees, having seen so much, decided to discuss their future. "After all that I have seen," said the first tree, "I would like to be transformed into a throne for the most powerful king on earth. And I would like to become a part of something that would forever and ever change evil into good," added the second cedar tree. "For my part, I would like people to be reminded of God whenever they look at me," said the third cedar tree. The years went by and the woodcutters appeared. The cedars were felled and a ship carried them far away. Each of the cedars had made a wish, but reality never asks what it should do with our dreams. The first cedar became a stable and the remaining wood was made into a manger. The second tree was turned into a rustic table that was later sold on to a furniture salesman. Since the timber in the third tree remained unsold, it was cut into lengths and stored in a warehouse of a very big city. The three cedar trees said sadly, "Our timber was good, but no one found a really special use for it." Time passed, and one starry night, a married couple, unable to find shelter, decided to spend the night in the stable built from the timber of the first tree. The woman cried out in her labor pains and gave birth there and then, placing her son on the hay in the wooden manger. At that moment, the first tree understood that its dream had come true. Here lay the greatest king. A few years later, in a modest house, a group of men were seated around a table made from the timber of the second tree. Before they all began eating, one of the men spoke some words over the bread and wine before them, and the second tree understood that at that very moment, he was acting as a support not only for the chalice and morsel of bread, but for the union between man and God, changing evil into good. The following day, some men took two planks cut from the third tree and nailed them together to make a cross. They left it standing in a corner and then, a few hours later, brought in a horribly injured man whom they proceeded to nail to the wooden cross. Horrified, the tree bemoaned its terrible fate. Before 3 days had elapsed, however, the tree understood its role. The man nailed to that cross had become the light of the world. The cross, made from its wood, had ceased to be a symbol of torture and was transformed into a sign of victory and a reminder of God's love. As always happens with dreams, the three cedars of Lebanon had all fulfilled their destiny, but not in the way they had imagined. I tell you this story on this night, not only because it's a good story, but because Christmas is a time for stories, a time for wonder and awe, to experience as children experience. And the old stories, well, I don't know if it's because we've heard them too much, or if people made movies of them with some license for distortion, or somehow we overthought about it in such a way that we no longer feel the wonder of those stories. In any case, if we could hear the gospel again for the first time, then we can capture what God has in mind for us. We would not get hung up on the details or struggle so hard wondering whether to believe or not. Instead, we would become weak in the knees and tear up, wondering that God would go to such great lengths to be near to us. No matter what sadness and heartache we bring to this holy night, it would be, first of all, it would be okay to be sad. But no matter what happens, the wonder of God's love for us would far outweigh all else in our lives. So hear the gospel again for the first time. May it fulfill your dreams. May it change evil to good. And may it forever remind you of God. Like the best story ever, may it take your breath away. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."